The Islamic Ennahda Party is claiming victory in Tunisia's historic elections, Lydia O'Kane reports.
Official results have yet to be announced, but polling station data suggests that the Ennahda Party will come in first. Tunisia was the first nation to undergo a revolution within the so-called Arab Spring. U.S. State Department spokesperson Victoria Nuland has welcomed the elections as a major step towards establishing representative government.
The goal here is to elect a body that can now sit down together and write a constitution for a new democratic Tunisia, and then the elections will flow on the basis of that constitution. So this is obviously a significant milestone for Tunisia and for the people of Tunisia as they chart their path away from the autocratic dictatorship of the past to a government founded on respect for the will of their citizens.
The presumptive winner, Ennahda, is partly inspired by Turkey's Islamic Justice and Development Party. The voting system will ensure that no one party can have a majority. This, in principle, should allow secular political elements to enter an eventual coalition. I'm Lydia O'Kane.